Abu Ali's podcast. Today, we're diving into the latest updates from Abu Ali Express, focusing on the Israel-Hamas situation and related geopolitical developments. A lot to unpack.
Indeed. It's a very dynamic situation. We need to be selective to give our listeners the best insights. Let's start with the recovery of a hostage's body. It seems like a tragic development.
Yes. The IDF announced the recovery of Elijah Margalit's body. He was reportedly murdered by Hamas on October 7, 2023, and his body was taken to Gaza. A truly heartbreaking situation for his family.
Hamas is essentially playing for time. They're trying to solidify their control in Gaza after the ceasefire. According to the source, they are trying to establish facts on the ground that will make it difficult to remove them and disarm them.
So, what countermeasures can Israel take?
The analyst suggests stopping aid until the bodies are returned, even with potential international backlash. They also mentioned targeted assassinations of Hamas leaders, since the concern about harming live hostages is lessened now. Moving on, there's a report of casualties from an Israeli strike.
Yes, it's reported that 11 people were killed in an Israeli strike on a vehicle in Gaza. The crucial detail here is that Hamas's own civil defense acknowledged the vehicle crossed a yellow line towards eastern Gaza. What else is happening with the hostage situation?
Hamas is reportedly continuing to search for bodies in the Khan Yunis area. Also, they initially announced they would release two bodies of hostages, but then later that day, the Red Cross received the bodies.
What about Hamas's overall strategy?
Well, a Hamas official, Mohammed Nazal, stated that Hamas will not disarm and intends to maintain security control over Gaza. He also mentioned only being interested in a temporary truce, or Hudna, to give Gaza air.
Israeli military affairs analyst is reportedly executing its opponents, though no longer publicly, to avoid international criticism. One report details the killing of a former prisoner, with his family vowing revenge.